Welcome to Uncle Sam's Black Nephew Podcast. It's your boy, Draco. I'm here for another episode. Today, we're going to be talking about mamas. We're going to talk about Mother. Mother Day is right around the corner. So shout out to all the beautiful mothers out there. All the special mothers. All the elite mothers. We thank y'all. Y'all are the reason why the world goes around and around and around and around. So let's turn them frowns upside down. Being a mother is the most toughest and the most blessed job in the world. For guys, can you imagine developing a baby in your stomach for 9 months, carrying that baby? I mean, that's a lot of pounds. That takes a lot of work to that's a lot of work to the body. I mean, you gotta nurture the baby, you gotta make sure you eat right. You gotta take medicines, doctors checking on you. That's a lot in a 9 month span. Guys, we cannot relate to that. I mean, once we get old, we get, you know, one of them booty checks, but I mean, that comes when we get old. You know, a mother is a provider, caretaker, teacher, and our first date. Sometimes it could be our first date or our protectors. And some cases, they are our fathers, too. All wrapped up in one person. Talk about superhero. I mean, I think the mothers was the first superhero. I mean, imagine all these superpowers developing. We can't even wash dishes and fold clothes at the same time. Definitely hard to do. Mothers doing that times four, you know. Do you know how special your mother is to you? I mean, that's the ultimate question. Do you know how special your mother is to you? Do you show her how special she is to you? Do you understand the sacrifice that your mother's made? Have you ever asked? You know, some of y'all might know these questions. Others don't. And, you know, some has grown up without a mother's. And I want to send out my condolences to y'all who hasn't grown up without a mother. And some of y'all had a mother, but don't consider her your mother. You know, we have to, as a society, we have to heal ourselves. Most importantly, we have to heal ourselves. We have to understand that everybody's not the same. Even though you might love them, I wonder why they didn't love you. Whatever the case may be, we have to learn how to heal and forgive. We have to. But at the same time, not all women turn out to be good mothers. Not all women are meant to be good mothers. I mean, some women are out here damaging their kids with relationship, trust, love. And this cycle continues. We have to learn how to heal. In order to heal, we have to learn how to forgive. We have to learn how to forgive, y'all. So, I challenge you. If you had a rocky relationship with your mother, or mothers, if you had a rocky relationship with your kids, I challenge y'all. The gift of forgiveness. Can you give it? I mean, everybody can receive gift on Mother's Day. Well, mother, can you give it? If you know you have caused damage in your child's life and you want your child to be with you when you kick the bucket, can you forgive yourself so they can forgive you? And for the children, can we forgive our mothers? Because they're not perfect. They're not. And we're not perfect. We make mistakes. Now, for the single mothers out there, your job would not go unnoticed. A single mother takes an elite woman to raise and a household. These women are so elite because they take on the responsibility of a man. They take the responsibility on of a father to raise boys. You know how many single mothers out there that's raising men and doing a damn good job at it? They doing more better job at it than we are. And we have to give them credit for that. We have to give them their respect. Any single mother out there, I will give you my respect hands down. Because it takes a lot. I've seen it. My sister's a single mother, so I understand it. My mom was a single mother before she had me, so I understand it. I understand the struggle, the pain, the loneliness. I understand it. And we need to show y'all more support. More. So it's left up to the mother to raise these men out here. Because, no lie, most of the men out here has been raised by a single mother. I mean, look at KD's mom. She was a single mother. And that he's a great man right now. Look at LeBron mom. Great man. Should I go on? I mean, the list could go down, so the list could keep going. There's a lot of single mother out there that's raising great men. So single mothers out there, don't give up on your child. Do not give up on them. You stick with them. You stick it out. I know it's hard. I know it is. I know some days you wish you had a break and you wish you had a vacation, but you're doing the best you can. And it will pay off at the end. You might not see it. Your kid might not see it, but it will pay off at the end. I mean, y'all like deserve your own day. I mean, just talking for the single mothers, nothing else for the mother, but the single mother needs they like own day for a spa day. If you grew up with a single mother, you should do everything for your mother for the rest of her life. Because it takes that much just to show her that you understand. There's no way you can pay her back. Like the great Tupac said, there's no way you can pay your mama back. But the plan is to show her that you understand. What it takes for a single mother to raise a man that the man that you became. The sacrifices. Because best believe she made a lot of them. I mean, so I would like to dedicate this part of the episode to my mother. Thank you for everything, Mom. I mean, you've been there through the good, bad, and ugly. You always had my back. You never left me. You never forsaken me. And I thank you for that. And I understand it. And I don't know where I'd be without you. And I thank you. And I'm blessed for you. I am. I truly am. It is poem time. All right. So I'm going to get into this poem that's dedicated to my mom. And thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for enjoying the show. Please tune in for the next episode. Thank you for the support. Thank you for all the love. Let's jump into it. I am sorry, Mama, for bringing you all this pain. I used to walk the road of shame representing your name. I love you, but people change. I'm not the same. I know you worry about me because I worry about you. But look at what all your boy have been through. It made me a man, so don't blame yourself for my issue. Wishing I can heal you every time I kiss you. If I could buy time, then we would live forever in a day. I thank God for the mother that he gave. I love you. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.